Uncle C, back in the office, and one of the most frequently asked questions that I get time and time again each and every single day is, Casey, how do you increase your masculine energy? Right? Think about that for a second. In a world where everything is so soft, so emotional, so oh my God, how do you actually increase masculine energy? How do you stay firm and rooted and grounded in who you are so that way you can crush it in life, live a meaningful purpose, have success with women, and actually be on some sort of path or mission that's fruitful for years and years to come? Today, throughout this entire video, I'm going to be sharing with you my 5 tips to make sure that your masculine energy is better than 99.9% of men, because the whole goal is to be a 1%er. As we as men are along this 1% journey, what you're going to find out very quickly is 99% just ain't it. And when you are that 1%er, not only do you feel rock solid, but you actually have a path of victory. Let's get into the 5 things. First and foremost, number 1 is going to be delayed gratification. Think about this for a second. What do we live in a world of right now? We live in a world of push button impulses. Oh, is life too stressed? Better hit it. That'll take the edge off. Oh, are you scared to go talk to the pretty girl at the bar? Oh, better crack the beer and go get drunk. Or how about this, kid? Haven't done much self-improvement or work on yourself or increased anything about yourself since you were 16. You know, better go crack open the dirty websites, and all of a sudden you're watching something you shouldn't be watching, jerking it to something you shouldn't be jerking it to. Okay, we live in a world where things are soft. We live in a world where things are push button and easy. We don't have to go slay the dragon or hunt for food. We can go to the supermarket. Things are easy. So set goals that are hard. Practice delayed gratification. Set a 5-year goal. Say, hey, I want to build my incline bench press to 315. Tell yourself that once. It might take you 5 years to do it, but that's going to take delayed gratification and consistency every week. Tell yourself you want to make $100 million. I don't know if you'll be able to, only you know that. But the thing is when you practice delayed gratification, you endure suffering and sacrifice that is better than 99.9% of men out there. And that, my friend, is a virtue not many have. Number 2, proof of a successful risk taker. Not just a successful risk taker that fails, and it's okay if you do fail, but proof of a successful risk taker. How do you increase your confidence? Well, you increase your confidence through doing things and taking risks, doing what scares you, and proving to yourself that you can have success anyways. Think about this in the most basic terms. Basic term, very pretty girl. You're very scared to just go up and say hello. For the first time ever, you walk up there and you say hello with a smile, even if it kills you inside. And you see, oh my gosh, I didn't get chewed out. She didn't run away. She didn't call the cops. And she smiled back. Looks like that's a success, and you can check that one off the box. And your brain goes, maybe I can take micro risks. Maybe these micro risks can even be calibrated in a way where I can keep having success in any area. Maybe these micro 1% wins add up to the point where in 365 days from now, notice adding delayed gratification from point number 1, maybe in 365 days from now, I'm a totally different being. I'm tougher, I'm stronger, I'm more calibrated, I'm sharper, my skills are better, and I'm fundamentally a better version of what I was before. Being a successful risk taker can and will pay off. Number 3, conviction in tonality. I'm gonna say that again. Conviction in tonality. Notice there's even voice fluctuations you can do to increase your confidence. If you notice something about me when I speak, I try my damnedest not to go, kinda like, sorta then. Okay, that right there kills demeanor. That right there kills conviction, and that right there kills confidence. Conviction in tonality is one of the strongest ways to not only show that you have strong character, but for other people to also trust you. Right? You sound sharp. You sound like you have good social skills. You're calibrated. These are good things you can control. And last but not least, number 5 is going to be no fap. You have to stop touching what you shouldn't be touching. Okay? Think about it this way. If you can't find a woman, your body should be fighting tooth and nail to level up your own attractiveness. Meaning if you have not released, if you have not engaged in real flesh and blood, if you haven't had intercourse, if you haven't had real flesh-to-flesh human connection, when you jerk it, when you fap, your brain is going to go, Maybe I'm already getting a woman. Maybe I'm already satisfied, but it's not. It's synthetic S3X. And since it's synthetic, it's fake. Since it's fake, you have no reason to level up. And since you have no reason to level up, you're continuing smoking what you shouldn't be smoking, drinking what you shouldn't be drinking, and your life is miserable. Those are the 5 tips to increase masculine energy. And these 5 tips are going to be absolutely life-changing. Now, before we wrap up, there's a few things I want to show you. First and foremost, number one, if you're a man struggling to lose his V card, what do I mean by that? That means you haven't had any interactions with women, you're not good with women, and that's okay. I was there too. Trust me, I know what that looks like. I want you to go down below and watch the MBT webinar. You're going to be seeing exactly how inexperienced men have been losing their V card within 30 days or less, and it's super, super easy when you know the process. Number two, if you're a man wanting to work more one-to-one exclusively with me, you can actually go down below and book a call with my brother Cole for the Men's Full Stack 1%er program. Last but not least, fellas, if you're a man struggling within your marriage, your wife is pulling away, you don't necessarily understand why, and you want to make sure that you can actually win her back to save your family and prevent separation, I have a brand new case study down below within the Relationship Blueprint Mastery that I know for sure will be serving you in the best of possible ways. Hit the like button, comment, and subscribe, and we will see you in the next one.